This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. More than 100,000 Denver residents have been fully vaccinated for COVID-19. That gets the city closer to broad immunity protection. Public Health Director Bob McDonald says vaccinations will lead to a drop in cases and the easing of more restrictions. But he says that won't happen
until we get a lot more vaccine rolling out, getting vaccine into people's arms, and then numbers are going to drop significantly.
Denver has fully vaccinated just over 13% of its residents. It's been estimated that 70% of people in the U.S. need to be vaccinated or have recovered from the coronavirus to halt the pandemic. Dominion Voting Systems has filed a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox News. The Denver-based firm says the network tried to boost ratings with false claims that Dominion rigged the 2020 election. Friday's defamation lawsuit is one of several suits the company has filed over false claims spread by President Donald Trump and his allies. Those claims helped spur on rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol in January. Investigators probing Monday's shooting at a King Soopers in South Boulder say they still have not found a motive behind the attack that killed 10 people. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold says she believes an explanation will emerge.
It'll be something haunting for all of us. And like someone said, sometimes you just don't figure these things out. But I am hoping that we will.
Harold did confirm that a semi-automatic AR-556 pistol found at the scene was the gun used during the attack. Officials say the alleged shooter recently bought the gun in Arvada after passing a background check. And the funeral for Eric Talley, the Boulder police officer killed earlier this week, will be held Tuesday. It will be open to the public at Flatirons Community Church in Boulder, but attendance will be limited due to COVID-19 restrictions. Talley was one of the 10 people killed in the shooting. He leaves behind a wife and 7 children. All attendees must be seated by 10:45 Tuesday morning, and only see-through bags will be allowed inside. Grand Junction is at 45 degrees. It is mostly clear. There's a slight chance of showers this afternoon. Tonight, the low will be 31. Tomorrow, a high of 55. And Sunday, we'll see a high of 64. Meanwhile, the Boulder-Denver area will have highs in the 50s.